Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, so why don't we go over to... Let's save the Sturm stuff for afterwards. Let's go to the Elias Pettersson stuff real quick, because this notion of bringing in a talent like Elias Pettersson could very well come at the cost of Boston's first round pick in 2025. Not for certain, but I would imagine that might be in play. Now, I'm gonna pull up the Twitter poll that I sent out, but basically, we all know why Elias Pettersson might not be somebody that Bruins fans want to bring in. He has some red flags surrounding his character. Everybody knows about the drama that took place in Vancouver the last few years with JT Miller. The Canucks trade JT Miller to the Rangers. Elias Pettersson continues to have a down year. So people question, despite his skill, people question his work ethic, his character, his give a shit meter, quite frankly. And he obviously signed a long-term contract extension for, was it 11.9 million?
11.6.
So he signs that contract and there's a lot of people out there who say, this kid's just cashed in. He doesn't care. He's not somebody we want in the Boston Bruins organization. We don't want him. So I'm not even here to dismiss or discredit that side of the aisle. But what I am going to do right now is play devil's advocate and explain what the risk would be of not bringing in a 1C talent of Elias Pettersson. Number one, he's 26 years old. Okay, so he's young. He's still young. But you bring him in, and all of a sudden, Charlie McAvoy and David Pastrnak have a guaranteed 1C talent to play with throughout the primes of their careers. And there's no guarantee that the Bruins draft this player at 7 overall in June and that player becomes a 1C talent for the Boston Bruins. And if he does, is he even half the talent that Elias Pettersson, who's still only 26, is at the NHL level?
And is that 2 years, 3 years, how many years from now?
And that's exactly it, Bridget. And how old are Charlie McAvoy and David Pastrnak when this player does become a 1C talent, if they ever do, right? So essentially, you don't want to jeopardize the primes of David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy going without having a 1C, true 1C talent. Now, whether you think Pettersson is good enough to beat Alex Barkov in a playoff series, that's all a different type of conversation. But if the Bruins don't, If the opportunity was there for the Bruins to bring in Pettersson and they don't, and the Bruins continue to not be very good, eventually Pastrnak and McAvoy are going to look around and say, hey, we know that we have no movement clauses, but guess what? We want to move. We want to go play for a team that is competitive and that can win a Stanley Cup, because we are in our early 30s now. And it's a risk that the Bruins would take by not bringing in a guaranteed 1C talent if we're talking strictly skill. So I And there's more to it. I'll let you guys go, but I think that's a good starting point, I think. And we'll go from here.
Yeah. I think it's a similar discussion to pursuing Mitch Marner in free agency. Now, obviously different positions, and Patterson fits a bigger need as a center, but similar in the sense of you're committing a lot of money and a lot of years to him. And in this case, you also have to give up something valuable to get him beyond just paying him. And questions about character and whether or not this is a guy you build a Stanley Cup winner around, because ultimately that's the goal, right? Like, we can say, yeah, the Bruins need to add talent and they need a 1C, and that's all true. But if you're bringing in Elias Pettersson, he's also one of your foundational building blocks, along with Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman, maybe someone else you add somewhere down the line. And just like Marner, there are legitimate questions there about whether he's the kind of guy that you want to do that with. Do you want to hitch your wagon to Elias Pettersson, who has these questions about work ethic and compete level and whether or not he's a playoff performer and just how much he cares? And similar to Marner, there are also questions about whether he would even be a fit in this market, because that seems to be part of the problem. Just like Marner might be sick of Toronto and all the attention there, Vancouver is another, because it's a Canadian market and one of the biggest cities in Canada. I know it's way out west, so we don't follow it as closely, but that is another hotbed where you are constantly under the microscope. And there's a sense of, like, is he going to want to just go to a quieter market where there's not as much attention, pressure, criticism, which obviously Boston is not that. Boston is another hotbed where you're going to constantly be under the microscope.
Yep, got two talk radio stations that are ready to pull you apart at any point in time. By what I can understand, still nothing compared to Toronto, though. Though we've never lived that life, I guess we kind of got a taste of it during Four Nations, and I was like, oh, I can see why they don't like this. There's the concerning parts about, you know, why did that feud with JT Miller start, and was, like, who did everybody side with? Was there one guy that was, you know, it kind of seemed like JT Miller got moved because they decided, okay, maybe he was the one that was causing more of a problem, or maybe they just didn't want to get rid of their more talented player, or maybe there was more interest in JT Miller than there was in Pettersson at the price point that I'm sure they were asking for at the trade deadline. But certainly a lot of questions. The thing that would be hard would be, like you mentioned, Scott, this isn't just a money thing. You have to part with assets to get this player. And I mean, you trade that number 7 overall pick for sure. Like, that, is that an easy thing for you guys if they say, hey, we want 7 overall and what?
So I think it would be fairly easy for me if it was just number 7, but it's going to be more than that. So I guess what it comes down to is what is the other stuff?
Right. And we can talk about that. And again, I understand that right now, Bruins fans, it's easy to sit here and say, no, fuck Pettersson. He's not a good guy in the room. He doesn't work hard. We don't want him around here. Draft number 7 overall, you know, make some free agent additions, whatever, and start to build something. But here's the problem. Focus on the future, right? But here's the problem. The Bruins can't just focus on the future when two of your top players, your two franchise players, are in their primes. If David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy were 23 and 24 right now, it's way easier to pass on the risk of Pettersson and take number 7 overall. But they're not. Pastrnak is 29. Charlie McAvoy turns 28 in December. So entering next season, they're already approaching their 30s. You don't have the luxury of time to wait for number 7 overall to potentially become a number 1 center. And when is that? And how old are McAvoy and Pastrnak then? There's risk there. Just like there's risk. If you're somebody who's at home or in the car listening and you're saying, trade McAvoy and Pastrnak, I don't care, then God bless you. I think you're probably one of the few people saying that, but realistically that's not happening. So you want to try to find a number one center talent that aligns with the careers of David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy, who still have a lot, you know, they still have half the football field to go. Okay. But by the time this number one center comes in, are they in the red zone? Like, that's the problem here. So, and the other thing is, well, Brian, draft number 7 overall, forego Pettersson. So you still get number 7 overall in your system. And then in 2026, make a run at Eichel or McDavid. Okay. Well, I don't think Connor McDavid is going to make it to 2026 free agency. And if he does, the Oilers are going to make him the highest paid player of all time, and McDavid is going to stay. Eichel might not make it to 2026 free agency either. If he does, then there is something to be said there for him, because you can make the argument to me that Jack Eichel would like to come home for the second half of his career on a big payday, long-term contract, and play for the Boston Bruins. I could see that. I really could. But the point is here, that's a year away, and that's anything but a guarantee. And that's why this question is so polarizing, because, yeah, you could tell me, Brian, draft 7 overall and hope for Eichel. But that's exactly it. You're hoping for Eichel, and you're hoping 27's the number 1 7 pick turns into something. But Pettersson, you get him right now, you know that based on pure talent, he is a one center in this league, and he's only 26 years old. So I think it's a fascinating toss-up question, and I will read you guys the results quickly before I forget and then let you guys go off. But there were over 1,700 votes, and 43% said yes, 57% said no. I can't promise you that all 1,700-plus voters were critically thinking and analyzing this question very, very detailed. A lot of it was just reactionary and whatnot, but hey, the votes are the votes.
Yeah, and like that, but that's going to be, you know, any big move, a lot of it is going to be reactionary. Like, I don't expect fans to do hours of homework on guys and dive into every analytics and all that stuff. Like, yeah, the reaction is going to be the reaction. So I do think that's a pretty good gauge, though, of like where fans would kind of come down on it, which is at best it would be split, and it may very well lean negative to people not liking this move, however it would end up looking in terms of the trade package. You know, I outlined my questions that I have about him, just like I have questions about Mitch Marner. But Brian, like, as you've kind of touched on too, like, this is another point I've made in the Marner discussion, is beggars can't be choosers. Like, you can't just wait for the perfect superstar, because you may very well end up waiting 4 or 5 years. And like you said, by that point, Pastrnak and McAvoy want out. The position you're in, like, at some point, the Bruins are going to have to take a chance on someone. And it might not be Pettersson, it might not be Marner, but it's going to have to be someone here in the next couple of years. And I'm with you. Connor McDavid's not getting to free agency. The Oilers will gladly make him the highest paid player ever well before he gets there. And I don't think Jack Eichel is either. I said this before, but from everything I've heard, he's very happy in Vegas. They love him there. Obviously, he helped them win a Stanley Cup. I find it hard to believe he's not going to re-sign before he gets to free agency. But look, if he does, you can cross that bridge when you get there. Like, in the meantime, I just don't think that's a real plan to just say, well, we're just going to hope Jack Eichel gets to free agency next summer. Like,
and there's another wrinkle. You just this past offseason signed a guy to be your number one C. Then you have, you know, what happens to Elias Lindholm? I know, obviously, you got to figure they can find a way to move him or do.
Well, you're not paying him real number one center money. Like,
no, that's the other thing, is like, his contract is not 11.6 million a year the way that Pettersson is getting paid like a number one C. But you've tried to plug this hole, you know, and I bring up Elias Lindholm because maybe they look at the situation and go, you know what, we're going to ride it out with our choice. This was the guy that we identified. He started playing better at the end of the season. He played good in at Worlds, and we think he's going to have a turnaround year, and we think that he's good enough to fill that void right now. We don't actually need to go out and do something risky and give up assets to go after Pettersson instead.
So that last word that you said, though, that risky, that's the key word for me. What is the bigger risk? That's essentially the question I want fans to answer, which is, what's the bigger risk? Is the bigger risk going out and acquiring Elias Pettersson, okay, and having to give up the capital to do so? Maybe that's 7 overall, in addition to maybe a Lauri or a Potcher or whatever, right? You acquire that player. Now, Elias Pettersson, as I said, he's 26 years old. He's played 471 games in the National Hockey League. He has 457 points and is a plus 46.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, he has character issues. So that's so far. We don't know the details of it, but we've heard character issues. So the risk is bringing him in and him not being a fit and parting with the number 7 overall pick that turns out to be great potentially and all that stuff. So there's that risk. Or is the bigger risk, like I said, you don't bring him in, the number 7 overall pick ends up being a second line winger. You never get McDavid or Eichel, and you're trying to figure out between Lindholm or Zach or whomever is going to be the true number one center for this Bruins team in the prime years of David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy, and you never adequately fill that role. If Elias Pettersson was 35, I'd sit here and say, I mean, he's 35 years old. Like, he's 26. The kid is still entering his prime. So, like, he's the age. He's not much older right now than whoever they pick at number 7. By the time that player potentially becomes an NHL player. And even then, they probably still have some developing to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.